like any other birthday of any other person, it's a very important day, the day that we celebrate the coming in of a life, the beginning of a life. And now, in particular, our president, his exemplary life that he has led, he has lived a God-fearing life, something that the youths and everybody else can actually emulate and follow. So it is important that we celebrate such kind of life. We are not only celebrating a day, but we are celebrating events. We are celebrating a process. We are celebrating a life at the end of the day, but a life well lived, a life lived selflessly in defense of our sovereignty and in protection of all the enemies that might want to attack us.
But Mr. Chuma, there are some critics who say that the $800,000 that is earmarked for this birthday should have been put to other use, like assisting the needy. What do you say of that?
The needy must be looked after, they must be assisted, and there are programs that are earmarked for that, with an active ministry of public service and social welfare that is going all the way out to look for, to look out for the need of those who are actually in need. There are certain other organizations, like even the NGOs, Christian organizations, that are all out to do that.